All right, guys, we're back. We are on with another episode of Mostly Uneducated Opinions. Actually, not so funny story. The boys were howling about it, but we did record 2 weeks ago, and I fucked up the audio, so
practice.
No episodes.
Practice doesn't hurt anyway. It's all right.
Nah, we're in a new setup, so we've got actual headsets. So if we sound hot, like we have phone sex voices, please let us know.
Elite.
DM us, because we're proud of our new setup. How have we been, boys, in the last... Fuck, it's been a while, eh?
It's been 3 weeks, eh, I think.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, since we actually put something out.
Since potty? Oh, since the last podcast, probably like 6 weeks, eh?
Yeah.
I think. Three weeks since the last recording.
Sorry for being so inconsistent.
We are busy.
We are some busy boys. Yeah. So, I think we wanted to get into ChatGPT to kick us off. We're basically doing a rerun of our last episode, which is fucking annoying, but also, like, yeah.
Good subjects.
Yeah, it was good subjects.
Yeah.
So, ChatGPT is essentially an AI, which was part-founded by Elon Musk. Which is in the setup of a chat bot style. So you just text it, it texts you an answer back. In my opinion, it is the way of the future. And Clint and Sherrod, have you guys used it?
I've used it, once or twice. Elite. No. Next level.
No, I haven't even used it.
So imagine in the car industry, if you could say, hey, I want to sell this car, and you just type it in, the details of it, and it writes your ads, writes all your listings on car sales, puts all the photos together and posts everything for you, automated. Would that save heaps of time?
Oh, mate, the efficiencies that would come with that. Yeah, that would be massive.
Is that a big process in cars?
Yeah. It's real time consuming. Like when a car arrives on the yard, especially in used cars, like at the moment, somebody's got to go out, sit in the car and like write all the comments. But I mean, the technology around it would be actually so easy because that vehicle would have been produced however long ago, and you would know what features are on it. So it actually... Mm.
The fact that it's personalized as well, it actually gives like quite personalized answers. It's insane. Like I think you were saying that you can actually, when you speak to it, over a long period of time, it actually learns more about you and then gives you more, I guess, personalized answers.
Mm.
That could be a good or a bad thing. You'd be like, why has this thing become such a...
Yeah.
So what I did, I put a few of my podcasts together and created like a text transcript and uploaded it into ChatGPT. Mm. And then I asked it to start speaking like me with like my transcripts.
Yeah.
Because it will analyze like how I speak and what I say. And then it starts like writing like me.
It's fucking insane. Have you seen there's a new as well? I don't know the exact name of it, but it's like artificial intelligence, but it makes a video of you speaking as well. So, for example, they've done one on Joe Biden.
Deep fakes?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's done one on Joe Biden and he's declaring World War III. And looks, obviously, if you look really, really close, you can tell it's fake, but the general public, as you say, you're flicking through Instagram or Twitter or whatnot.
Titter.
Let's go. Tits. It'd be, you're having a quick flick and then bam, you see that. A lot of people don't dive into it. It's going to be pretty hard to find out what's real and what's not real anymore.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're moving more and more into a space now where it's going to be so hard to determine what's real and what's not. There's another video floating around with Biden where he's talking about some chick's ass. And it's not real. But
it's his voice as well.
The thing is put together.
Yeah, it's insane. It sounds exactly like him. Joe Rogan's had it a few times as well. He's done a full podcast with, I don't know who his guest was, but it's completely fake.
The problem
is, it's a full podcast.
A lot of your population wouldn't know that's fake. So now you think about when we go back into election time, and already before this chat came out, you had the Russian trolls and everything else pumping out, propaganda or whichever way they want the election to swing. It's going to be interesting.
I'm all for it, eh?
I'm excited for the future. So, Sherrod, you haven't used it. Why not?
Just haven't stopped even to think about it, to be honest.
Haven't needed to use it, I guess?
Yeah. I don't know. I think with any of those... I'm not that I'm not tech savvy, but like even when there's like a new phone out and then I'm just like, I won't get it because it's painful to fucking go into the cloud. And I'm just, creature of habit. But that what you were saying earlier, definitely something to look into on Tuesday.
Absolutely. I reckon it's going to be good for movies as well. Like obviously producing movies isn't going to be as hard anymore because you can obviously get a transcript from the ChatGPT. And then you can take that to another website and make a video out of it. And then you can take that to another website and make something else out of it. And then you can upload that to, your socials, whatnot. And everything's done for you within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you've got a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's got heaps of potential. I did a presentation on it last week for Steph's Mastermind. And I found a quote and it was like, ChatGPT won't take your job, but your competition using ChatGPT will take your job.
Mm.
So it's like... You can harness it, Sharon, in your dealership, or another dealership's going to do it and you're going to go under. and then you're not going to get that big fat paycheck anymore.
Yeah, it's one of those
bankrupt cunt.
It's one of those things where everybody's going to have to use it, and if you don't use it, you're going to be left behind far, far away.
Sharon, if you need some help, you guys want to make bank, let me know. I can help you out.
I'm all capped out of my marketing spend.
Yeah.
What are you spending it on?
No, I can't say.
Jerky. Yeah, just heaps of jerky.
Yeah, yeah. Are you using a lot of this for your Helix stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We write, all our posts are written by ChatGPT. Everything.
Giving away the secrets.
Yeah. Well, you still like need to know how to use it. I can tell someone that this is what we do, and they'll still be like, oh, how do you use it? I don't know how to use it.
Well, I mean, it is very simple to use, but obviously if you wanted to take it to the next level, like obviously what you do, then that's when you got to start diving in and using it properly, I guess. Do you pay for it at all? Is it a paid?
Yeah, I pay the $20 a month just to get it faster.
Yeah.
So I've got it connected up to Google Sheets, and essentially on like the page one, I've got, you know, like what's the demographic, what's the age, what's their main problem, what do they need most help with, and then it automatically spits out posts for us.
Yeah, that's insane. That's absolutely. So now you, instead of, you know, doing, say, I don't know, 3 posts a day, you can take that up to 10 posts a day.
Yeah.
Quite easily.
Yeah. So, and then you can just copy and paste it and be like, now create this into a Twitter thread for me. And it just makes it into a Twitter thread. So then you can have omnipresence over like multiple platforms at the click of a button, which is just like crazy.
What's it going to mean for universities and colleges and essays and...
Yeah. So there is a... They're looking for ChatGPT and essays and stuff now, but there's always a workaround. So there's a workaround for everything. So I think it's called Willow. You enter in your ChatGPT output and then it changes some words to make it not look like it's...
Yeah, so AI. You still can't search it up and, yeah, you know, if you copy and paste like a paragraph out of Wikipedia, you can copy and paste that back into Google and bring up that Wikipedia page.
Yeah, yeah.
Got caught a few times doing that through school, but this is just next level now, eh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is it going to make the population... like humans dumber, or are we going to be smarter, or
can we get worse?
Yeah, well,
are we tapped out already?
My circle of friends are very smart, so I don't really see I don't see the dumb cunts of the world out there. Only when I go on Twitter, and every time I go on Twitter, I just get annoyed lately. It's just like fucking annoying.
Yeah, I've got to stay on Twitter,
eh? It fucking pisses me off, eh? I get on in the morning in bed and I'm like, why did I do that? I started my day off with I see some fucking bullshit.
If you want to get pissed off, just read the comments on like a Perth Now post.
Yeah, that's always good, those ones, eh?
Especially during COVID, man. I just unfollowed everything. I had to. I just had to.
Yeah. I like that page on Facey or Instagram, the Batuta Advocate.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
It always comes out some good
stuff. Is that how you pronounce it? I thought it was Betatoot.
Oh, fuck knows.
Batuta Advocate.
Batuta.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Fuck knows.
Don't know.
Something.
Yeah, what's the Perth one? That's 20.
Bell Tower Times.
Bell Tower Times.
That's always a good one. It's like those two pages there.
I love it. Remember when he used to like just rip on like a job? He would say like personal trainers.
Yeah.
And he would like hammer them like creatable profile.
Or like Mr. FIFO.
Yeah,
or
Mr.
Like,
St. African. Yeah, really cracking.
That's fucking good. All right, so I wrote on our board. So we have a whiteboard here of all our topics. I wrote throat injury. The boys walked in. They're like, "The fuck's a throat injury?" So I was doing clean and jerks 2 weeks ago, and I actually hit one really well. It came up so high, smacked me in the throat like proper hard. I was doing like 120, and it hurt. I thought like this is what a throat punch must be like in like some kind of like jujitsu or something. So I popped it down, and I was like, oh, I'll walk it off. Woke up the next day, and I couldn't even swallow. My throat was so sore. So I Googled it, and it didn't really say anything. 2 weeks had gone by. Last night, it just got so bad. I said to Steph, I've got this throat thing, and she was like, have you done anything for it? And I was like, nah, typical me. I'll walk it off. And then she was like, what are you going to do? So I was like, peptides.
Yeah, get me back on, eh? Sign me up.
Got the BPC 157 from the fridge and I was like, let's go. Like, just straight on the peptides. Honestly, feels a bit better.
Brand new, eh?
Feels a bit better.
Oh, you actually did hit peptides.
Yeah. And it was funny because you guys were giving me shit in the chat the other day. Like, whenever you get an injury, you just use peptides. 100%.
Fuck yeah. After me doing that cycle, man, I've got a new body, eh? Like, been pretty injury prone fucking, you know, the last couple of years, and then do one cycle of 4 weeks.
Speaking of needles.
So am I the only one that's clean at the tip of the spear? I must be.
Peptides are not clean.
They're not.
You can't pick and choose.
It's natural, bro. You're just putting
natural.
I'm not getting jacked or anything.
Natural compounds, bro.
Yeah, I'm just putting more hormones in my body.
Yeah.
You've already got the compounding balance of the BCP, BPC 157, and what's the other one? Thymosin or Thymosin?
TB 500.
That's it. Ligament, obviously, one strengthens your ligaments, one strengthens your tendons, and the other one's more pure just recovery, eh?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I have a fear of needles, A, and B, a fear of just like dying young. So I just won't touch the stuff.
Dude, this stuff's going to make you
live. If I didn't, I would just be like,
if anything, it's better for you. That's why you're down in the pecking order, bro. That's why you,
That's why I've got a half rep everything. That's the only way to stay at the top.
Got to keep up somehow, eh?
Yeah. Jared's really dropped down the pecking order.
He has, yeah.
I just don't get MVP anymore, nothing. And, like, I don't know. Maybe Paige and Danae don't like me. I don't know.
Maybe.
No, they do.
No, I don't know.
You're not on our shit list.
So. As I was saying, I think you've just put your expectation level way higher now. So now everybody's expecting the top of the top.
So what do you reckon? Take 6 months off, get fat as fuck.
Just go back to where you started before you went to
Hills. Because that's more important, yeah? MVP than absolutely fit and healthy.
That's what I train for.
A pat the back, yeah. Pat the back, please.
But if that's the standard, then how does this motherfucker get MVP like four times in a week?
Last Tuesday, I went to 6:30 and I had the fucking worst session of my life after Snoop Dogg, represent Snoop Dogg. And I got MVP. Like, in the session, you know, when you're like, this is dog shit. Yeah. I'm so bad. And then Paige was like, MVP is Tim. And I was like, that's fucked. Because I did not try it at all.
Must be after a pay rise or something.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
No, I think the they obviously just see, like, some good shit. It's the same, like, when we took those community sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it wasn't too hard. The one session, I think we gave it to the whole class. Because
which one, the community?
When we were all away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For the wedding.
That's when you took?
Yeah, yeah.
Who did you give them off
MVP?
The one class we gave it to the entire class because it was just such a vibe, but it wasn't too hard to fuck up.
That is
a
girl said, bro.
That's
participation medal.
Yeah, anyway, fuck, boys. You're always getting treaded on here.
You're going to go to Theo and be like, well done, Theo. You tried. You came 18th.
You can have a medal.
Side question. Is your tattoo fading?
Probably.
Because my fucking W has faded.
Yes.
And you told me not to stress.
Look at mine, bro. Just you know the right spot. I'm sweet.
So Sharad got a tattoo in Bali as his fear of needles. We gave him a challenge to get a tattoo, and it's fading already.
How long? It was a 15-minute tattoo, and you made it look like it was a 3-hour tattoo.
Oh, it was long.
Yeah,
it's like bit of pain. 8 minutes or something.
8 minutes, yeah, and you're sitting there going, "Oh my god."
Yeah. He didn't
but
talk.
No, really? No antiseptic. The other boys had antiseptic put on first.
No, we
numbing
didn't.
Cream.
Yeah, Tim had numbing cream.
Bro, that sucks. That's my first tat in years. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I hate tats.
I started this off without numbing cream, and then about halfway through I did the old, you know what? I'm going to need some numbing cream, please. About 12 hours later, sat there for, what did we do, 18 hours total? No, 16 hours total. 11 hours, then 5 hours.
Were you on your phone? Like, what are you doing for that length of time?
Try not to vomit. I vomited 4 times. I loaded up on the, what was it?
Pseudoephrogen?
Nah, not pseudos. They were...
Meth?
It was like Valiums. Not Valiums, but I can't remember what I had.
Awake.
But I had it on empty stomach, and obviously it was a fucking huge week prior to getting the tattoo as well.
Yeah.
And about 4 hours through, I started getting the old fucking wobblies, and had to do the old, hey, boss, I've got to go outside for a yak quickly, eh? If you did that in Perth, they'd be going, yeah, you got to go home.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. In Bali, righto, boss, come back
in. You can't throw up in a tat in Perth.
Absolutely not. I reckon if you threw up after, well, for starters, in Perth, you're very rare to get an 11-hour tattoo straight.
Yeah,
they do like probably 6 to 8 max.
Yeah.
But there'd be safety, fucking health and safety reasons.
Fucking bunch of nasty
pussies, in Bali, man. Four vomits, and every time it just goes, yeah, come on in. I drank about fucking 3 liters of Coke just to keep the sugar levels up. What a time to be alive, eh? That was fucking insane. Addict. 16 hours in the chair, 2 days straight.
No.
But now, once it's done, it's done.
Just I mean, it looks just like a part of you now. I don't even know. I don't see you, and I'm not like, oh, Clint's got tats. You know, it's just like, that's Clint.
I don't even notice him anymore either. I don't even look at him.
Same with Neil.
Yeah.
As well. It's just
on the skin.
He just looks like a bikey.
You feel the same about mine? Or?
Yeah. As soon as you got that, I was like, badass.
Balls just, your balls just got so heavier, cool. Way heavier, eh?
Yeah.
I just noticed as well, what's the jiu-jitsu belt at? You've been doing a bit of fucking Taekwondo or something?
Bit of fucking...
Hiya!
Nah, the BJJ got fucking smashed by the owner.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Last week.
Good man.
Oh, you went and had a session?
Yeah. I just do it at lunchtime a couple times a week.
Enjoying it?
In Balcata at Constrictor.
Look too jacked to be able to even fucking wash your own...
Imagine this cunt trying to get his fucking knee above his fucking shoulder or something. Trying to go for a triangle choke.
I walk in there and he's like, you're pretty big. Yeah. And I was like, he gave me the gi and he was like, put it on. It was like, fuck, I couldn't even move in the gi. And then he had to give me some bigger size. And dudes did not take it easy on me. I was like, first session. They were like fucking slamming me on the ground, like headlocks and shit. And
humbled
like,
you, but
Jesus Christ. Yeah, humbled me.
And you get gassed, eh?
Yeah, oh, it wasn't too bad.
Especially gi. Gi's the hardest.
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon if it's not too bad, you're not training hard enough, eh? If you're rolling around for an hour.
Yeah.
Nah, boy's just got a big tank and he's
on
the pep.
That's it, tank boy's that's just true. Real fucking fit.
That's
you know?
It. You're just made to be.
Can you touch your shoulder?
No.
Yes.
No, yeah.
So I don't know how he's
how are you supposed to do a fucking rear naked choke or something? You got biceps as big
watch
as your fucking. Yeah,
if you
want to
roll with me in a couple of weeks, you know.
Let's go. A couple of weeks. What about now?
Fuck no. I'm shithouse, dude.
How much does it suck being a white belt, eh?
Oh, it's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Feels. The reason was, it was like one of those things I always tell myself, I'm like, could you protect your family in a pickle?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm strong, but I probably don't know how to use. I probably throw a hard punch. Like,
yeah.
If I could connect, but. If
you're versing someone who's trained, for example,
yeah,
like they're even
fucked on.
Obviously, like there's fucking what 8 billion people in the fucking world or something.
Yeah,
20% of them, 20% of them are white belts. Even just getting your white belt is fucking way above anyone else.
Yeah,
and I mean I'm a white belt as well. And the person, if you're going to get someone who's untrained, you're just going to kill them straight away.
Yeah, 100%.
But now that you're obviously slightly trained, you get a little bit more confidence as well. But wait till you verse a blue belt. Like, I think I mentioned it.
The other day. I got fucked on. Yeah. Dude was like 60 kilos.
Yeah, I versed a girl, bro.
Pissed.
Yeah, I versed probably a 70-kilo woman, and she fucking absolutely made me pissed. I did the old, I need to start training a little bit harder.
Just backpedaling. If your intent was to protect your family, you thought, oh, I'll go into hand-to-hand combat. Wouldn't it be to get a fucking
You have to. Like, that's
gun?
Just the way that...
Yeah, but if you get a gun, even if you get a knife, man, you're defending your family, you're still going to go to jail.
Yeah.
So that you always need to say you got stabbed first. So if you do fucking, you know, some cunt's breaking your house, stab them, do whatever you need to do with them. But then obviously stab yourself back and go, oh, fuck, he hit me first, you know. And then you
go
through.
You've got this all ironed out.
Absolutely, bro.
The concept here is like protect the family, make money. Obviously, you can do that. And then once you've done that, I need to protect the family physically.
Yeah.
And then like, what are you scared of after that if you can protect yourself?
Yeah.
And you've got money.
Plus, you got two fucking brother.
You got freedom. Yeah, literally.
You got two rather large dogs downstairs as well. Good luck breaking through the fucking gate to them.
And then we can all move down south and start like a commune.
Yeah. Also, give me 6 months. My two best mates do it as well, Josh and Dan, at the wedding. And I was like, I don't want to be the guy that hangs out and I can't fucking... fight with them, you know, they're just gonna fuck me up. And as I messaged Dan yesterday, I was like, how many times are you doing BJJ? He's like, 6 times a week. I was like, fuck,
yeah,
I can't beat that. Yes, yeah. I can, no way. I'm doing like,
I was training twice a week, but even, yeah, twice a week's enough. I haven't trained for a long time. I should probably get back into it as well. Just excuses.
How much more can you do?
Yeah, I mean,
you probably could because you only do fucking four sessions a week now. You sleep in on a Wednesday and fucking stretch on a Saturday.
Still manage, bro. You do six sessions, I still manage to beat you, but.
Yeah, dude, remember the month over here.
Fuck yeah.
I've got a newborn.
Yeah. That's you're not my sleeping
excuse.
Right, are they?
Yeah.
Newborn. Yeah. Theo had his fucking first birthday party.
I sent that down south over the weekend just to get out of something. They're like, your kid's 17 months old. I was like, yeah, still newborn, so dude, I'm going to sleep.
Is that what you said to come home early today?
Yeah.
Sorry, yesterday?
Nah, missus let me off the hook.
But my plan, 6 helix sessions, 2 BJJ.
That's big. That's a lot, eh? Yeah.
Six helix. Yeah.
And then 2 BJJ, and that'll be that.
Fuck, I want to get back into jiu-jitsu now.
I'm only doing it because I can do it at fucking lunchtime.
Yeah, when I was FIFO, I could do it. But now, like, train in the morning, obviously, and I usually go for a run after work.
Yeah.
I've been lazy lately, but... just throwing one extra thing in there and fuck, it takes a toll on your body as well.
Yeah, bro, it's rough.
Fucking big time.
Last week was crazy. So I did Helix Thursday morning. I went riding. Fuck, I rode like a cunt.
Even that's hard work.
Dude, went flat. And then I went straight to BJJ. Like after that, it was a fucking hectic day. In the arvo, Steph's like, you're right. I was like,
you're like 2,500 calories burnt and it's like fucking 11 o'clock in the morning.
So I feel like you've done a 360 from where you were fucking 3 months ago to where you are now with your training. Like, and it's decent. It's good to see you back.
Thank you.
And I mean that.
A dig is coming.
Legit.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm like, is this going to be good or bad?
But you've been hitting the ice baths almost every day.
Yeah, that's the change. Ice baths. Like, rather injury-free now. Like, I've just done my calf. I can, two Tuesdays ago, but that's coming good now. But relatively fucking pretty injury-free since doing the ice bath.
Peptides took 6 months to kick in.
As I was saying to you this morning, like, did the four-week cycle, wish I did an eight-week cycle, but I felt most benefits 10 weeks after doing the four-week cycle. And then, obviously, from there on as well. I think it just strengthens everything. And, obviously, ice baths. Like, since you got the ice bath in December, been doing it, you know, every single day almost. And just, you know, between 6 to 9 to 10 minutes every now and then. And just the benefits from the ice bath is through the fucking moon.
Yeah. I've seen something that Huberman lab posted. Something about the type of fat that it changes.
Yeah, yeah. Brown fat? Yeah.
Like, so what's that? Tim?
Brown fat, bro.
You've got the degrees hanging on the wall.
From what I've learned, the brown fat, so when you go in, it's obviously you're in there for... say 5 minutes, whatnot, 10 minutes, whatnot. And then when you get out, when your body starts shivering, that's when you should obviously never have a hot shower to warm back up. You should let your body warm itself back up by shivering. And then when you go into the shivering like stage, it kicks your body into some, like, you know, fucking ketosis or something. I don't know the actual term for it. And then it starts eating away your brown fat. And I've actually noticed since doing the ice bath, getting a little bit fucking shredded now, eh? A few little fucking abs are popping through.
You look good, bro.
Thank you.
I see you with your shirt off. I'm like, who is that? Oh, yeah. Fuck, that's clean.
Fuck, the shirt's coming that's off a so lot weird, now, eh? Like,
yeah. Who's this new dad?
Yeah, I see you showered. I'm like, cunt's getting round again.
Yeah, like, well, no, I've dropped back. I've dropped back under 90, and I can hand on heart say I'm still like, me and Katie had a conversation when we were down south. So nutrition from the time I wake up till about 6 p.m. is like perfect. And then we have dinner. And then we have like a block of chocolate.
That's, yeah.
But yeah. Still, like,
doesn't I think Alice do that as well?
Yeah, but Ali can get it. Ali and Pat, they seem to be able to get away with fucking whatever. Yeah. They're just young enough.
Imagine looking like less, that, like, eating whatever we, you want.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
When I was heavy on the old... Then
What's that? Were you on the whistle?
The old... Well, legally, I actually have prescriptions, so marijuana. every night then, fucking, you know, used to just... devour, you know, either a block of chocolate or fucking ice cream or something. But obviously, since
you got chunky,
getting off
bro.
It, yeah, you got chunky, and then it's gone away a little bit. Fucking.
I mean, me and
weeks,
Tim
bro.
Didn't want to say anything. We had a couple of conversations behind your though. Back, but
fat
yeah,
shaming is good. Tell me if I'm fat.
Fat shaming.
Because you were skinny fat, and that's the worst type.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, just around the gut, bro. Yeah. A little bit of fluff here and there.
So we were talking about ice bars, and I got the manufacturer's recommendations for maintaining the ice bath. I was like, yeah, cool. He was like, yeah, change the filter every 3 months. I was like, sweet. Filter every 3 months, not going to be that expensive. So get my first power bill, and my power bill is tripled from the ice bath. And then the filter, we have to change every 11 days.
Really?
Because so many cunts go in it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's money's well used then, I guess.
Yeah.
I was having a chat to your dad, eh? And he's like, it's just hectic. Yeah, so how many people are using it a day, you reckon?
Like 15.
Yeah.
Really?
Is the sauna still getting used?
Yeah, just as much. It's just people, so many people use it that we just don't see.
Yeah, because it's during
the day. Like throughout the day.
Yeah.
Well, I'll rock up sometimes after work, you know, say 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock, and there's usually someone's there.
Yeah.
Usually someone's there. There's always the irregulars between like 3 and 4 that I always see.
Yeah.
But every now and then, if I go early, if I've had an easy day or something, then there's some random in there.
How's the value on that, boys? Just
massive value, yeah.
Massive. I was the thought of going back to the old one, like now whenever I go and jump in, it doesn't matter when.
Yeah.
It's just always crystal clear. So obviously your dad's doing a great job staying on top of it.
Thanks, Daddy.
But now the thought of sitting in that old one, man, there were times there where the water became thick.
Yeah.
It was thick.
Yeah,
you
get in and you're like...
Yeah, there was people's DNA in there.
Yeah. A bit of clam. Yeah.
And it wasn't the best tasting.
That's where I got chlamydia.
Yeah. Can you
sorry,
I'm kidding. I've never had it. I don't think.
Yeah. can you get solar panels or whatnot for the gym?
Can do. I don't own it though.
You wouldn't want to put that infrastructure on there.
Got solar panels here.
Yeah.
If I can just route them to Wangara, just at the house.
Yeah, sure. Just one big fucking long wire.
Yeah.
Could start training with the lights off.
We got a quote for fiber to the house here. Just random topic. Guess how much it costs from the street to the house to put in fiber.
Probably close to a grand.
$22,000.
Wow. So, huh?
Yeah.
What's the benefit?
Fast way internet. Quicker speeds. Yeah. So instead of a wire being like a hairline wire, for example, it's fucking as thick as your finger. Massive difference. You get 1,000 times the speeds.
We work at home, so we're like the internet fucking cack here. So,
have you looked at wireless? I'm on wireless at home.
Like,
so
what do you mean?
So it's called No. I use the company called No One. Way better than fucking Telstra. It's a Perth-based company. They're based in Geraldton, and they basically just put a little satellite on your roof.
Mm.
Instead of having a modem router, you just have a router. So difference there. It just the antenna pulls the signal from. I think I use Booragoon's signal.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls it in, puts it down your wires into your router, and then obviously from your router, then you have wireless through there.
Around
and
the house,
I've had. Almost zero issues.
Yeah, right.
And when
is
you
it
do,
quick?
Very quick, yeah. And you
how
can choose,
quick?
Well, I'm on
your speed test, actually?
80-20, I think. 80 up, 20 down.
Yeah, cool.
Definitely quick enough, but you can go up to like 150 plus. Obviously, you just got to pay for it. So I pay $90 a month.
I have to look into it.
And does exactly what I need it to do.
Yeah, I was looking at Starlink, because we're on
Starlink,
Elon Ma.
Elon
Ma.
Elon Ma.
He just points that thing at a country that's in crisis and the government shut down the internet or whatever. Yeah. And he just points it out and then it's like, go for it, guys, implode.
Did he send it to
Egypt, any other places Africa. Where they've shut down, they'd sent it to Ukraine, anywhere where it's just had infrastructure shut down, Imagine having that sort of power.
Good thing he cops so much shit now.
Good thing he's a good cunt, though.
He's what?
Good thing he's a good cunt. Imagine he was on the left.
Give and take, there's like a...
give and take,
Good cunt and very entertaining cunt.
Yeah.
Does a lot of good.
Oh, I love following him on Twitter.
That's his. I've got one following on Twitter. It's just Elon.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Should make that too.
is Trump back on Twitter or not?
Huh?
Nah, he didn't. He's because he part owns that Truth Social. Gotcha. So it's like their Twitter competitor.
Is that the one that he was loud on? Trump?
Yeah, he got back on that. Yeah. I love following Trump. Yeah,
absolutely, man. What an entertaining bloke.
Hilarious. So we're meant to be talking about maximizing recovery. Yeah, sorry. So, Clinton, how do you maximize your recovery?
Ice bath every day, literally from the tip, from the top,
from the tip, just the tip of the penis.
Just the tip, hey. That's
you're
how you
the
tip.
One that's been dipping the tip.
Your crusty cock going in there. That's what the fucking dirt is about.
Ice bath every day. Stretch. I've been lazy the last week, but stretching every day, 15-20 minutes after dinner.
Tip of the spear. You're member of the month.
I know, yeah. Fuck. Without fucking trying as well. Look at Jesus. Pat myself on the back. Hey. very humble. So ice bath every day.
Back to it.
Stretching every day, and then obviously good nutrition, relatively good nutrition. I mean, I do eat very healthily, but obviously every now and then on the weekends. Yesterday, for example, for severely hungover, I think I had a meat box for lunch. Went into
this is peak performance.
Went into fucking pizza for dinner, and then got Macca's on the way home for an ice cream sundae.
Right. But,
hey, you need those days every now and then.
So. From when you were a piece of shit 6 months ago to now, what's been the biggest change?
Ice bath. Massive difference, yeah.
You reckon? Yep. That is it.
100%.
It's got... No.
Back it.
Just that.
Just ice bath.
I haven't really changed myself. Honestly, I haven't changed myself much else at all. Just ice bath every day.
But I feel like you've been rocking up a bit more as well.
I think you've been training more.
Yeah.
Maybe more intensity.
More intensity? Mm. Well, just less injured so I can send it a bit harder. Yeah. The back's no longer... I still don't fuck with deadlifts.
Yeah.
I won't go over 180 for deadlifts again. Just
180, boys.
Yeah.
Only 180. It's nowhere near
I sort of stop at 180 for 10 and that's me done. Yeah.
180 for 100.
Yeah.
Genuinely though, it's just ice bath, eh? I find between 6 and 9 minutes is good. Anything, I went to fucking 11 minutes one day and then just couldn't get warm again, eh? And that just was unnecessary.
It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, it sucked, bro.
You're driving home to
the hot shower, everything, just couldn't do it, eh? So I think that was like just over the limit.
So switching over from the tip of the spear over here, which is like the blunt of the spear, actually, like with what he's telling us. Jared, what do you do to maximize your recovery?
I thought you were saying switching over from the tip of the spear to the handle.
I was trying to come up with a joke,
but I couldn't. Yeah, it was not fast enough.
I've been pretty disciplined with the sauna and the ice bath anyway, but I really turned up the sauna of late, which I really enjoy that. And I sleep so well. Yeah. My sleep's been massive. Huh?
What time are you doing the sauna? In the morning or afternoon?
I'm doing it at night.
Before you go to bed?
Yeah, so while I'm eating dinner, I'll turn the sauna on, then I go downstairs and I'll jump in it at like 65.
Do you feel like that helps with digestion and whatnot as well?
65.
I don't know. I don't know about the digestion piece.
Do you not feel any different?
No, but I go to sleep and I just feel so zen.
Yeah.
So zen, yeah. Trying to get to bed of late, in bed, trying to sleep at 8. That's been fucking massive.
Yep.
But yeah, the ice bath as well. It's just... I don't know. I'd have to like almost, because I've been doing the ice bath for so long, I'd have to maybe not do any of that and see where I'm at.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm still training 6 days a week and then I'm 35 years old in June. Damn. And I don't feel it. Like, you know, when I first started, like my knees started playing up and stuff. And now I've got no niggles in that at the moment.
Honestly, because the ice bath obviously lowers inflammation in your body by a fucking huge amount. And that was my number one thing with my injuries. Always injured because I've always inflamed.
Yeah.
Where now, it's got to be the ice bath.
Yeah. And look, the 6 Nurofen a day helps. But I also think the massive piece are really focused on hitting that protein number.
Yeah.
Like, so as soon as I finish, I'm having a protein shake. Then I'm having another one at like 12. But I'm having a meal that when I get to work at 9. I've got those active eating. So really dialed in on the nutrition up until about 6. And then the chocolate pops in.
Yeah.
So just so someone doesn't waste the next hour of their life listening to us talk shit. That's the key takeaways here would be get to bed.
How long in
the ice bath do you guys do?
I just do 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
In the morning.
You're doing it before training though, so difference. Well, I'm doing it after obviously train in the morning, go to work, and then do the ice bath. So I usually sit between anywhere between 6 and 9 minutes.
Okay, anywhere from 5 to 9 minutes in the ice bath, and then sauna shower. How long?
Trying to get to 30, I just can't. I sort of tap out at about 25 now.
Can't.
Yeah. I think, to your point, if there was either of those things that I could, if I could only pick one, it'd be fucking sleep. I think sleep is so underrated.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're not going to train, just for your own mental clarity and just being able to function and string a sentence together, sleep.
Mm. One thing I didn't mention was nutrition for me. I mean, I did mention nutrition, but I've switched out diet.
Meat boxes and Maccas.
Yeah, besides that old, the old bad day here and there.
On the fucking 60-year-old tray that they use.
Yeah, yeah.
That they left
from
their grandma.
Oh, that's so good. Clint sent us a photo of burgers or chips or some shit on like an 80-year-old person's dinner trays at his house, and he was like so proud of it.
I love it. It's one of them. It's Keanu uses them for school. Their school kids have them, and then there was two spares. So
does she call you her little boy?
Sometimes gives me a smack in the bum if I've been naughty. Diet for me. So cut out a lot of carbs. A lot of processed carbs, like, you know, rice and pasta and whatnot. But up my carbs through purely fruit. So eating a lot of red meat, a lot of fat, like a lot of cheese, a lot of butter, a lot of eggs. And
so carnivore.
Carnivore diet, plus fruit, yeah. And that's one thing that's, I don't know, my body just obviously works better off fat rather than carbs, which has obviously helped with the old, like, tone up as well. Mm. But I think that might be one thing, like, reduce the inflammation from the processed foods, besides when it's a hungover day and you get Maccas.
Cool. I've been doing the IC food diet, so just whatever I see, just I everything. Eat, and then I just track it on cals and macros.
You track everything? How do you find doing that?
I'm fine with it. I'm just doing 3,500 cals a day and then like 180 grams of protein. So I just hit that, and then I'm like, I feel pretty full and like thick, so to speak. So I look in the mirror, I'm like, you look good naked. So like, that's a good test.
You were pretty proud of yourself after the scan the other day.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Then I turn around, I look at Steph in the mirror in the morning. I'm like, do I look jacked, babe? And she's like, yeah, babe, of course. Like, I make her say it every morning.
Katie used to say the same thing about me 2 years ago, mate. Yeah, so they just lie to your face.
Yeah, 100%. She's totally lying. But the scan, I actually lost muscle since I was doing Ollie. So I don't want to get into debate again about how Ollie lifting makes you fucking a shit rig, but I lost a kilo of muscle in 6 weeks.
Doing Ollie.
Just doing Ollie.
Yeah.
Because Ollie was the main program I was running, and then I went back to high volume, which I've been doing the last couple of weeks to try to undo the damage that Olympic weightlifting has done to my physique.
Obviously, you prefer not doing Olympic lifting then?
Oh, it's much better for you. Like, I feel fucking crushed when I do Olympic lifting.
It is good fun, but...
It's fun. That's why I've been... program hopping.
I
don't miss doing like proper, you know, the Valhalla program, for example. Don't miss that one bit, but I do miss doing, like, I like when we did 5 clean and jerks in our conditioning piece the other day. That shit's fun when it's like lighter weight, but more, I guess, crossfitty. The old one rep max for me, just fucking shoulders and wrists.
But when I first joined, like, I used to see it was you, Nell, and Ali, like, training down the end there.
Yeah,
you know, watching you guys all over the Ollie piece.
Yeah, that's when we did used to, every day, it was like one, either like a snatch complex or a clean and jerk complex, or, I don't know, fucking something Olympic lifting wise. Before we did like bench press, for example.
Remember doing the 100-kilogram overhead squat on that Saturday?
So if you had to do like bodybuilding style program like Adonis or Valhalla for the rest of your life and you couldn't do one, what would you do?
Adonis all day.
Oh, from a sustainability piece, probably Adonis, just because it's less aggressive.
Yeah. Even when you finish as well, you just feel fucking jacked.
It's just with the Ollie piece, you just like, you can never conquer it. There's just that many cues to put together, so you're always and maybe that's what I enjoy about it and find it fun. And look, it's also good doing it with Pat and Trinae, and then Ali when he's doing it. It's a good little crew down the end there. Mm. Yeah, but you get a good pump, and we were 15,000. Kilograms the other day, Adonis, that's got its benefits.
You
know,
you're moving 15,000 kilos within 35 minutes, really.
Yeah, it's going to be much better for your body than moving 2,000.
Yeah.
Tops off, bros just pumping, testosterone in the air.
Yeah, I've been loving the humidity lately.
Flying around.
Balls fucking grow along with chest day.
So we want to talk about program hopping because Sharad's the queen of it, or king.
Queen works as well.
Yeah, queen works. So Sharad's been essentially a programming switching son of a gun, where one day he'll come in and he'll just go by his feeling on what he wants to do for the day. How's that been working out for you, Sharad?
Hey, so you're a guilty servant as well to begin with. So
don't pull this on me, bro.
And then you're like, oh, I can't squat anymore. I better go back.
I've been Ollie for like 6 weeks, and then I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, see, there you go. It's not been good. And I've said that to you multiple times. It's because I haven't fucking followed a program. So it'd be no different to me training any other gym and just going in there and just fucking making up as I'm going.
YouTube
so,
workouts.
Put in.
Almost like doing YouTube workouts.
Yeah. So it's not that I'm making up as I'm going. I'm obviously following a program, but I'm following each program at 50%. Maybe maybe even worse, like 60-40. And then I like go to squat. And I don't know. Since I've come back from Bali, I cannot squat.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I've seen testing that. Week, we did 180. Now I feel like my 1RM's like... I don't know. Fuck it. I reckon I'd be lucky to push 160 in testing week
really?
Coming up.
Were you doing? Yeah, you were repping out 130s, weren't you? And then you were saying, fuck, that's hard.
Well, before I hit that 180 on the last thing, yeah, I've taken 170, 160 for like threes. Mm. And now when we're doing 140, I don't have a change.
Yeah,
like,
you
told me
hard,
to stop.
Bro.
You're like, Tim gave it the old, yep, that's you done. And I was like, I got two more sets. And he's like, no, you're done.
That's it.
Yeah. So I just think... But I've been understanding about it. I know. Like, I've fucked this whole entire 12-week block.
Yeah. Same.
I've also had fun, though. I've enjoyed the Ollie piece.
Yeah.
But
I feel better. Just my lifts are just fucking awful.
Yeah.
That's
just all you're allowed to have some fun every now and then, though. But I guess next 12-week block, fucking...
Yeah. Well, look, I think it was important for you boys that I have been hopping so you could catch up.
Catch
you know,
up.
Because 35-year-old dad, it's not good for you.
You got the dad strength, bro.
Yeah.
Dad buff.
So I think it's me, you, and Doug's. We're in the... Like
33,
category,
yeah,
30
cat, and just ending it, yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
Fuck yeah.
I'm
32
in
how old,
like 2 months.
32 in, yeah? How old's
Paulie? Paul.
Doug's?
No, Paul.
28, 29?
Yeah, Paul's still a baby,
that
man
can lift some fucking weights, eh?
Yeah.
He's out there repping. He's out there repping up when we were doing bench press the other day. I've got my one rep max on there, and he's out there fucking hitting it for six.
Yeah.
That's
fuck off, cunt.
That's demoralising, eh?
Yeah.
But that's like Tim with squats.
I do
yeah.
it too,
when
yeah.
he's on.
Fuck. Yeah, when he's on.
Just fucking 130 like nothing, eh?
Right. Yeah, it's a different thing when you like you know like obviously we have lives as well, we have jobs, we have businesses, we have marriages. You can't just be a savage in the gym
all day
and like you can't just recover every day. You got like an actual life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like we can't expect ourselves to just like be fucking Thor.
Considering I put an hour in, 4 hours, 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours every week.
Mm.
Training at least.
Pretty happy.
Like, fucking
with
weights training.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking happy with it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's quite a not a mental challenge, but and it can be deflating depending on how you view it. So like if you look at someone like Billy Moon, who's quite new to the gym, he's just fucking punching goals. So it reminds myself of when
newbie
I first
games,
got
yeah.
there
yeah.
in the first 6 months, I was just punching goals. Everything was new. Everything was a PB. When I came in, my PB was 140 squat. You know.
Eventually,
there's a limit,
up.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like it's sure. I just will not have the same percentage. Progression
yeah.
in the next 12 months.
No
it's
way.
Just impossible because if that is, then I'll be
runs out.
Squatting
yeah. 250. But then a different type of mental power comes through, and then that's when the grind comes through. So you obviously, when you're something new, you just fucking exceed, going, fuck yeah, this is insane, this is easy, you know, thinking this is going to be forever, blah, blah, blah. The weights keep going up. Like I remember when I first started, you used to do PB, 5-10 kilo PB, where now, like, you got to creep up by one
two,
or two,
yeah,
two
yeah.
and a half.
You chuck
kilos.
A yellow on, you fucking
yeah.
ring the bell.
Fuck yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but I think yeah, once you hit that fucking you know level, that's when
just keeping the level is like hard.
Fuck yeah, yeah.
And then except like my only PB I've had probably in the last like year is military press. Like,
yeah,
that was literally
really
that's all I've PB'd on.
What'd you hit in that 100?
100.
Yeah,
that was the other night, wasn't it?
No. Dude, I couldn't hit that now. No way.
Oh,
was that before
press?
You did Ollie?
Before I did Ollie and just fucked myself. Worst thing I ever did. I'm purposely trying to fuck people off with that comment. All right, let's, everyone, I've got some tinfoil hats. I'm going to pass them around so we can get into the tinfoil hat segment.
Love it.
Clint has been shaking in excitement for this segment.
Hanging out for it.
Let's talk about train derailments. And I don't know, from a personal opinion, before you guys jump in and go full tinfoil on this, I don't know if it's because we're more aware of train derailments now because they're all over the news or Twitter or wherever we're seeing it. Is it happening, or has it been happening previously, or is it just more and more now?
Mm. So when obviously the first train derailment came out fucking... a
couple weeks ago.
In
Ohio?
Palestine, yeah, East Palestine.
Is that in America?
Yeah.
Or actual Palestine?
In America, yeah.
I
did think, you know, maybe something sus about this, you know, I mean, for all we know, there still might be something sus about it, but I definitely agree with, I think it's happened... It happens hundreds of train derailments happen every year in America, but it's obviously one of these things happen and then it gets some news coverage and then all of a sudden we hear all about it every single day, every, you know, thinking that there is something to us about this. Where now thinking about it, I think it's more, it just happens all the time. We're just hearing about it all the time now, but I don't think you should be fucking having hundreds of train derailments in one single country.
Yeah, how does that? Year. How does a train derailment happen?
Yeah, isn't a fucking train on, like, two on a fucking, track? Yeah. Yeah, and you just go straight, kind of. Pretty, you know, I guess if the track's
pretty
old,
hard to fuck it up.
I guess if the track's old, or if the train's old, or, you know, if it's not getting serviced, or
yeah, but Jared's old; he can still stay on the track. Right?
Yeah. Wow,
just on the track, yeah. The jumps every now.
I don't know. I think it's I think you an element of what you're saying is right. That they probably always have been, but there's a reason why they're all over the media. And I think it's the type. Yeah, the type of
all
cargo,
these chemicals,
the type, because
yeah.
We have them in Australia as well. And the reason I know that it happens quite regularly is because we've got vehicles. So we'll have customer delays because the vehicles has been derailed and that. But I think it's been the type of cargo that's been, you know, fucking chemicals, shit like that. That's,
see, like,
that's
should be not probably on a train maybe. Or even still, when they put it on trucks, the trucks fucking rolled over and had an explosion as well, which happened in one of the fucking states over there.
Do we have train derailments in Australia?
We do, yeah. Just not as often, obviously, because I don't think we have many trains.
Yeah, and I also think, like, probably where they are, like, we've got this vast land that's just fucking barren anyway. So, like, if we had a chemical spill in the middle of the Nullarbor, it's like, cool, it's just on the sand. Fantastic. Yeah. Mm. No,
where theirs is going straight through a fucking
into
town.
Into riverways and towns. And
but the fact that they did a massive fuck-up and they decided to burn the chemicals, which was a massive OH&S fuck-up by somebody, obviously, somebody in power. What the fuck are you thinking, cunt? You know what I mean? Like, let's burn chemicals.
What's the Alex Jones theory or the conspiracy here about the train derailments?
China.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's China.
You're fucking China.
Hey, and just for the listeners, a disclaimer, everything that Clint has tinfoiled for us has...
It's definitely come to
some element of fruition.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it all happens.
It does sound very tinfoiled.
So why would China derail the trains?
Well, I don't know. That's a bit hard to say with China. But, I mean, who knows, they might do. But it's just more the fact that it's not a direct attack, but it's more the fact that there are people dying. Like in Michigan, they had people, I think, 4 deaths due to the fucking chemicals in the air. There's animals that are dying. There's these people that are living under literal... looks like fucking an apocalypse has happened because there's just fucking black smoke just hovering around it, acid rain, all these type of things, like breaking down the, like, I don't know, it could be an attack trying to break down the social, like, or infrastructure or social, like,
just
morale.
Cause some public discord and some internal,
if it turns the public against the government, then the public doesn't believe in the government, then the government, you know, work has to work harder, and then there's just put the uproar, just complete uproar. So instead of a direct attack, which would obviously cause something massive,
like a war,
it's more a secretive attack or like a behind closed doors attack.
So they're derailing trains, they're sending fucking air balloons,
baroons.
China's onto one, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
baroons.
Like, did you watch the Russell Brand thing?
Yeah, listen to it on Jerry.
Give me a summary of that. Like, what's his main points?
I actually haven't hit. I've only hit about halfway, but I haven't hit where he starts bringing up these train derailments.
Well, like Jerry? I said to you this morning, he's always been that anti-establishment.
Mm.
But I think he's just saying just the world that we live in now. We're so much more controlled than we ever have been, and there were so many learnings through COVID and how people just folded. The fact that nobody even stopped to go, what do you mean we're going to fucking vaccinate
children? Dude, there were people, man. Like, it's
I know there were, but you know what I mean? But the masses...
I feel like I had every conspiracy I know on my Facebook page that, you know, I was just seeing, like, anti-shit.
It's just weird. Everything's coincidence, but, like, you know, how can you have fucking three trains derail in 1 week, plus a fucking warehouse fire, which is burning plastic into the air, plus a fucking fuel tanker carrying some hydrochloric acid that tips over, and fucking how does all these things just always just happen in 1 week?
And look, he said that basically everything that just keeps happening in the world is it's tied to one thing, and it's corporations who control governments who make profits. So let's just, I'll go out on a limb here and just say, cool, maybe they bring out some sort of legislation for some of these big pharma companies or chemical companies, and it benefits them that maybe they don't have them on trains anymore, and their products get to get flowing around the country.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just using that as an out there example.
And they control
the
airlines.
But that's how this shit happens. So it's the same with the Pfizer and that. We're probably going to get shut down now because we mentioned Pfizer. But like everybody knew all the wrongdoings that Pfizer did and that. But we still just ran with it.
Yeah.
It takes for it
they
takes,
killed like 60,000 people.
Yeah. So there was a company that he said that's killed 50,000 people.
No, it was them. Firox.
Yeah, they made $10 billion profit. And they had to pay $3 billion in a fine. And it was like, all right, cool. So
You're still making
money. You
killed
50,000 people and you still profit at $7 billion. Happy days. Like, well, this is good.
If you actually Google what company in the entire world has the biggest fine anyone's ever seen, it's Pfizer.
Yeah.
Pfizer, I don't know what number it was, but it's like $10 billion, for example. Massive, but it's... Look at the company.
Guys, we're not making this up. This is literally Google from it, other sources.
But this is the problem. So to your point then, and this is what Russell was saying on the show, is the fact that we're having these conversations now, there's going to be a fucking... hundreds of people that could listen to this and go, "What, these fucking guys, they've lost the plot, they're tinfoil." It's not.
Bro,
it
I'm
legit
so far
and
from
it's
a
facts.
Conspiracist.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm a conspiracist. I just enjoy
it's
fucking
not
listening
even
to it, but most of it comes true. Yeah.
But it's not on the Daily UK, so that's why. You know, Daily UK's posted other things about don't train.
CNN
and that,
or something.
Yeah.
Dude, I couldn't
I don't
believe
know.
That.
So it's for the society to change, then it has to take something dangerous to happen or something bad to happen for then the society to go, oh my God, you know, we need some sort of help. Then the government steps in and say, hey guys, we're now going to do this new legislation. You now need to get fucking vaccinated. And then the society goes, because they're scared, they go, yep, no worries. Easy as that.
Trust the government.
Where then you need, obviously, there's, you know, fucking, for example, 20% of the population to go, hang on, let's not do this. Like all the people that didn't get vaxxed, that lost their jobs, and then fucking 2 years later, they get rehired. Like, how fucking embarrassing.
Dude, I'll take my hat off to anyone that didn't.
Yeah, too ballsy.
And they fucking...
Wish I didn't, but yeah.
Waste
got a career,
out,
got a
yeah.
fucking... Got a mortgage pay for. If you... I feel like if you're definitely, like, self-employed or had some sort of passive income or, you know, multiple different incomes, then, you know, might have had the balls to fucking do it,
people,
but I didn't.
I think a lot of people didn't and they lied about it and they just still would lie about it, which is fine. Like...
Lying about taking it or
actually
not?
Actually getting it, yeah.
Yeah.
There was no...
yeah.
There was no one checking, really.
Yeah, really. But well, there was before they made the you know, your little fucking certificate you had to show when you walk into a club or something.
Yeah.
That could they made before they made that actually electronic. You could just fucking update it and say, yeah, I've got three.
Yeah.
Not so that anybody did that. But
I did see another conspiracy this morning, and the New Zealand death rate is at its highest in 120 years.
From
just the average death rate of the population is at its highest in 120 years.
Conspiracy or not conspiracy, but what are you thinking?
Oh,
tin foils on or tin foils off?
Nah, bro, it's global warming.
Global warming.
And Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. That's a fact, by the way. Yeah.
That's killing people.
Just maybe the
transgenderism.
The after effects, because
people are killing.
Because well, it can only be so. So two things with the vaccine, yeah. They didn't do any clinical trials, correct? Because there wasn't 5 years to do clinical trials.
Yeah.
And if there was 5 years to do clinical trials, then the situation's even more fucked. Yeah, correct?
100%.
So maybe you're just seeing all the I was going to say the benefits, but you're starting to now see all the heart trauma or whatever else is going on from, I don't know, that's me going down a limb here. So you think Lives Matter, that's great.
I'm clearly joking. Everyone that's listening to this can piece this together at what we're getting at. Yeah.
Like everybody matters as well, not just Black Lives, everybody matters.
Do you think maybe it's because Jacinta resigned?
Well, I think she cashed in on her reign and then cashed out.
Yeah.
We're just getting laughed at by Steph walking past, eh?
Yeah. My wife's walking past.
Black Lives Matter and show is like, maybe.
Yeah. Steph's downstairs producing actual good
content
downstairs to better,
from
to better the world and people. Yeah.
We do this for us. Like, we don't give a fuck about all this.
I enjoyed the tinfoil.
Yeah. And then my last tinfoil... So I did see this morning text messages exchanged between the UK health minister, who was talking about releasing a we need to release the new variant.
Oh yeah, during I actually did hear about that actually. Yeah,
dude, the text messages were like, "Yeah, everyone's calmed down now. Maybe it's time to release the new variant."
That the one on WhatsApp, the WhatsApp text messages. Yeah. Yeah, I did see that actually. Yeah.
What is that?
Fact check.
Oh, I must be right. Oh, BBC.
And it's on BBC.
I do trust BBC. They come out with some good shit.
Is
it was on CNN
check?
Then. Charity's fact checking
it.
Fact checked, correct. Yeah, BBC is good.
What does it say? Is it legit? Sure, read it.
Matt Hancock suggests to an aide that they frighten the pants off everybody about COVID. Message published by the Sunday Telegram show. It appears the former health secretary discussed when to reveal the existence of the Kent variant of COVID. Kent is a suburb in the UK of COVID to ensure people complied with lockdown rules. Wow. Okay.
Are they still going through lockdown over there?
No, it's all gone.
There's more.
That
more
would
news.
Have been a. That probably would have been an effort to extend it at the time.
Yeah. Old mate, fucking
imagine
virus is too busy.
Planning a release.
Old mate,
a virus
is too busy fucking having a party.
Yeah.
Well, they did come out that is legitimate now that, I mean, even though this is known fucking years ago, really, but it did definitely 100% come out of a fucking Chinese lap.
Yeah. So, but at the time, if you said that, you were racist.
And you'd get banned.
Yeah. And you're like, black
I did see this. It's fucking hilarious. Mathematics is now racist as well. Oh, they're in America. I don't know what fucking...
Why couldn't they have made it racist when we were in school?
Because objective reality. So 2 plus 2 might not actually equal 4. It might equal 5.
Well, the number might not identify as 5.
It's racist.
Yeah.
It was on Fox News.
No, seriously.
Honestly,
here.
Boys,
are we,
put a fork in
we,
these.
Are we off our head? Is this all just like... made up and everyone's just looking for causality and we're just making stuff up and people are like producing these articles. If you actually believe that nothing has gone over the last couple of years and this is all made up.
This wasn't an article. This is a video of a news anchor on Fox News. I think it was Fox News talking to a LGBTQ thing, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Whatever I identified as. And she said, objective reality. We don't know that 4 is actually 4. So therefore, it's technically racist. Fact check that. Google it. Just while Sharad's Googling it, I couldn't believe it. It was fucking hilarious. Just the fact that this woman
is maths racist?
This thing, go Fox. I think it was Fox racist. News.
I saw something. It was like a comedy skit from 10 years ago, and they were joking about all this stuff, like the racism and transgender shit. And now it's like actually.
See, on SNL, who was that actor? He was on SNL, and it was this comedy skit about
Woody
China.
Harrison.
Was it Woody Harrison? Yeah. The bloke had a Zombieland and all that.
And he
did a skit about the China virus.
Yeah. Wow! Right. So this is old. This is old. Like, this is nothing new. This is 2021.
2021.
Sky News host Corey Bernadette says getting the right answer is simply white supremacy. 2 plus 2 equals racist. Woke mob claim mathematics is inequitable. Boys, I'm done. I'm done.
You got to just fucking have a look at it and go.
I'm getting on the peptides and I'm hopefully fucking cacking it.
Let's go. We got 5 years, though.
I think I need to delete Twitter for my own health.
I love it, eh? Like, it's fucking hilarious. It's annoying. I looked at my Instagram profile the other day. I've got 2,300 and something following pages. Like, I follow that many pages. And obviously, I shouldn't do that, but it is fucking hilarious just seeing the shit like that. Like, are you
dude, yeah, you shit. You send our shit to our group chat, and I'm like, how has he seen this? Yeah, like, where is he seeing this stuff?
Oh, sometimes I find
how do you find the pages?
It just comes up on my algorithm. I'd fucking love it, eh?
Your algorithm
must be
is flat. Yeah, your algorithm is flagged by the AFP, I reckon. Yeah, bro. You are on
even
Asia's
what I
did
this
list.
Morning, eh? That fucking the weird backyard dancing, but the fucking
yeah, dude, that was weird.
Yeah, anyway, fucking yeah, the world, interesting place.
Yeah, but it's not here. That's
it's not. Yeah, it's very Americanized.
Like,
but
we talk about the shit that's always America. I'm like, oh, man.
We're not far behind, but
I'm
we're 3 to 5 years behind America.
Perth.
We're 3 to 5 years behind America. What happens in America will eventually come over here.
I don't think so.
You reckon?
Nah, not this.
Know. Well, you're back
not,
in...
Yeah, not this. Like, I know, like, with some other stuff. But I don't know, Aussies... Oh, I feel like you... Because still, you just go down to Scarborough and have a pint in the pub.
Yeah,
like, look
we're
around,
still pretty normal.
Look around you, like, yeah, God.
Definitely have a few woke cunts in our fucking down butt. A few yeah, fucking purple like, head, whatever you want to fucking be.
Oh,
is,
look, there's people you that, know. You know, go to places we frequent and they post stuff. And I think...
Do they? That's why I don't follow anyone. Are
you okay?
Look,
I
think diversity is good and inclusivity is good. Everyone should be inclusive and
yep,
fucking, you
I'm
know,
all good.
Diversity. We should have everybody of all fucking different sorts and
as
shit.
As long
but
as everyone
the fact
can
that,
have...
The fact that we just have to, like, bow down and... Shouldn't you be just a good person? And being a good person includes...
It's not good enough anymore,
inclusive.
Bro. You can't just be a good person.
I have to explain myself why, like, you know, why inclusivity is good. To me, if you're a good cunt, you should be inclusive. If you respect me, I'm going to respect you. You can have fucking purple yep, hair and underarm hair and fucking toenails that are fucking painted if you want and you're a bloke and you're non-something, whatever the fucking new ones are and all that. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. If you're a good cunt, you're a good cunt. Simple as that.
Yeah, see, it's like, I'm like you. I don't have any issues. Like, if you want to identify as a toaster, fucking go for it. Good on you, actually. That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's like yourself in the
you.
Wall. But, yeah, I just want to hang out with you. But what I don't like is just you are not... As long as the conversations are allowed to be had equally on
yeah,
both sides and
yeah,
everybody respectfully listens, it doesn't. That's the problem.
But we've got to stop correct, taking the piss eventually somewhere. Like,
mm,
just
yeah,
like,
it's too many like mixed rules here.
You can't have it both ways. You've got to have it one, like, if you want to identify as something fucking random, then you can identify as whatever the fuck you want. You can't pick and choose.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know, fucking.
I saw another report on Twitter. I want to finish with this. And it said that if you use they, them on your resume, you are 90% less likely to get hired.
Really?
Yeah, because employees are like, fuck that. Good. That person's good.
Gonna be imagine that person. Yeah. Imagine that person.
Yeah, right.
That person is a HR nightmare waiting.
Well, listening to this as an employer, just, you know, ask yourself that question. Would that be an issue for you? I'm not going to answer because I don't get myself in hot water, but you could probably insinuate.
I like my job. I don't want to lose my career.
Can you imagine what our ancestors are doing right now?
Yeah, yeah. They're like,
they lived in caves and fought off mammoths and shit for us to come and be like,
dinosaurs.
Oh, I want to chop my cock off.
Sam Smith, fucking. This one last topic before we move on. Sam Smith. I've got to fucking touch on Sam Smith.
He's banned from my house now. Whenever it's on Spotify, I'm like, babe, turn it off. She's like, why? I was like, fucking turn it off.
He uploaded a photo and he looked like a fucking honey roasted ham in the oven. But what I love most.
Yeah, dude, he got all wrapped up.
You see that?
He got all wrapped up, bro.
Yeah, really like, fat. He got wrapped up in fucking rope and shit and he looked like a honey roasted
ham. Because he's a fisher though, yeah?
Fisher them. So he was on a like Fox News again and they were saying he really enjoys fishing. And they go, oh, yeah, maybe when you're done with your career in singing, you can be a fisherman. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, I really do like fishing. One day I really hope that I can be a fisher them. And he's been fully fucking serious, eh? I couldn't stop listening to it, eh? Fisher them. Anyway, moving on.
He's gone off the edge.
Moving on.
Anyway, guys, that's a wrap for this week's episode. Obviously, all opinions are our own. We mean no offense. If you took offense, you probably don't listen to this anyway. And unsubscribe and fuck off.